This Friday, CBS premieres its newest summer series, the latest in a growing number of reality programs. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
CBS has done some fun things this summer, like Northern Exposure and Morton and Hayes, but all of that goodwill is spoiled by this.
Fantastic Facts from Time Life's extensive library. Tonight on Fantastic Facts, the forces of nature. It's a fact that once every 18 years, this tidal wave reverses its course and wipes out everything in its path.
About 10 years ago, CBS did a TV version of People magazine, which is the last time I can remember a network taking a publication that dumb and turning it into a TV series that's even dumber. Fantastic Facts is based on Time Life's book series, The Library of Curious and Unusual Facts, and it's a strong contender for Worst Program of the Year. Every aspect of it is awful, including its star.
And now, the host of Fantastic Facts, Merlin Olsen.
This is the warehouse of life.
This is the warehouse of slow death. Merlin Olsen sounds like he's auditioning for a Bartles and James commercial. Then again, if I had to read some of his lines, I'd probably have a hard time generating enthusiasm, too.
Hollywood's version of a twister was movie magic. In The Wizard of Oz, it was all a dream for Dorothy. But in real life, tornadoes are a nightmare of destruction.
Clearly, Fantastic Facts is aimed at idiots. Sentences are short, concepts are simple, and stories are brief. So brief that any piece on Fantastic Facts could fit neatly into any local news show. Not since USA Today, the television show, has any program done so many things so badly so quickly. Fantastic Facts ought to be called not-so-fantastic factoids. Here's a report on bad weather, which ends with a guy being blown off his feet. This is not a clip, mind you. It's the whole report.
It's hard to believe that you can find the world's worst weather just 2 hours outside of Boston, on New Hampshire's Mount Washington. Combining 250 inches of annual snowfall with recorded temperatures as low as 47 degrees below zero. A wind chill factor plunging to an incredible 150 below. The 6,000-foot peak lies near the exact center of three storm paths where colliding fronts produced the fiercest winds ever clocked on Earth, an astonishing 231 miles an hour. Oof, with weather like that, it's nice to be inside.
Oof, with television like that, it's better to be outside. Look, I know reality programming is cheaper than sitcoms or dramas. I know it's summer when the networks will try almost anything. And I know taking paragraphs from a simplistic book is a lot easier than actually writing a script. But this kind of programming isn't worthy of a low-rent UHF independent station, much less a so-called major network. This show reeks.
George Washington, the father of our country. Thomas Jefferson, he wrote the Constitution. Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator. And of course, Sylvan Goldman. Oh, he invented the shopping cart. Try to imagine life without it.
I've seen infomercials with more entertainment value than this. And if Fantastic Facts is supposed to be an infomercial for Time Life books or for the future of network television, I've got news for you. I'm not buying.
David Bianculli is television critic for The New York Post. I'm Artie Moss-Cohen, and this is Fresh Air.